check. 1, 2, 2, 1, 2. Check. Check. Oh, come on, Uncle Joe. Ooh. And don't you wanna go? Ooh. See the girls and the boys gonna honey. Check.
Okay.
All right. Have you put some vocal in the mic? Spread some of my vocal across.
Definitely need that.
Check.
Bruce,
yeah.
Actually, the best singer.
Put a little more on the monitors. Check. 1, 2, 3. Because there can't be enough of me.
All right.
1, 2, 3. That's way better. I didn't even know what I was missing.
Hey, 1, 2, check. Coming down in the morning.
Ooh, yeah.
Sensuous cello fish of eternity.
Okay.
Hey, you think I could get a little bit more of the microphone on my cello up in this situation?
Yeah, I can do that.
That would be good. I need some, it's like some higher end kind of business. Sounds pretty cool.
I probably should check my fiddle.
Yeah.
This is a fiddle and it sounds like this. It's a microphone and it needs phantom power.
Oh, okay.
It's number
18? Okay,
it's
thank
fine.
You.
Bob and Becky, bless your hearts. Thanks to Cobra Sound, the sound folks. It's not an easy task putting all this together all day long. Thank you so much. Cobra Sound has done wonders this year. We sure appreciate it. We appreciate our sponsors, too. Let me just tell you who these folks are, and we'll get on with the cosmic stuff. On your left, my right, the youngest member of this trio. You may know him from Republic of Strings, or perhaps you might know him from Crooked Steel. It's been a long time since he's been here. Welcome back, Rashad Eccleston, everybody. Then on my immediate right, I don't know, have you been here before, Bruce?
For 2 hours.
He's a relative newcomer to this stage, but he's not a newcomer to the old-time music world. He's traveled all the way from... let's see, the hills of the United States to Norway,
South
Finland.
Bronx.
He's been to Macedonia, Barbados, and he's bringing his old-time sound now to our stage here at the Creekside. Please give a great big old-time, great box welcome to Bruce Molsky, everybody. Time for Daryl's list, but we'll try to start out with Republic of Strings, David Grisman Quintet, Turtle Island String Quartet, Psychograss Fiddlers Four, no stranger to the Great Box stage. We love having him back here. Daryl Anger, everybody. And all together, they're the old-time Cosmic Trio. Thank you.
Well, welcome to the old time cosmic power trio, where every 5 minutes is a brand new day.
I think we already got introduced, so I don't have anything to do except just kind of fill in with random syllables until Bruce gets his guitar on. That was, of course, Cotton-Eyed Joe, the mystery man from Jupiter, via the...
you know where he came from?
You ought to know by now.
You just make up a place, and he's from there, right? I mean, he's just from wherever, you know? Yeah. He could be from Jupiter's largest satellite, or Saturn's largest satellite, which happens to be the largest of all the satellites.
So do you mean Moon?
Appropriately titled Titan. Titan. I was about to say Tatiana. That's weird. Okay. We are going to play a piece now that comes from the great DeFord Bailey, the first black musician to play on the Grand Ole Opry around circa 1952 or thereabouts. He had a wonderful tune. His signature tune was a tune called the Evening Prayer Blues, which was picked up by Bill Monroe and expanded somewhat. But he could play this tune. Apparently, he played it on the harmonica mostly. And he could play the harmonica with it inside of his mouth, apparently. He did all kinds of great things. We, however, will not play any of these tunes with any of the instruments inside our mouths. We're going to eschew that little bit of stage business and give it to you directly from the outside of our mouths. This is the Evening Prayer Blues. Here we go. Thank you. If you guys don't know what's going to happen, we really don't know what's going to happen. But that's the good thing about playing with these guys. Whatever happens, as Shakespeare says, all's well that ends.
Get a little more mic and less DI. So, if any of you have wondered where I've been since 2007, the answer is I have spent a lot of time in the land of Sneff. You'll have to guess for yourselves if Cotton Eye Joe has traveled through there in his many transplanetary traverses. But I met a dude there. Kind of guy that likes to just hang out by the river and like fall down the hill and just be like, he just has a good time, you know what I'm saying? He like prances through the forest, petted by a pack of pretty pixies. You know what I'm saying?
That's good. Why'd you come back?
Well, because they saw my flesh plain as day and hired me as the ambassador.
Okay.
More like sentenced to me to an ambassadorship, but actually it's not such a bad planet. I mean, look at this situation. Anyways, okay. Can you say Hegwillard Basugi Man? That's right, and can you say Nark Enount, which is his cry of victory?
Nark Enount!
It's the syllabic expression of his perpetual stoke, ladies and gentlemen. Underneath the forest of a chickpea, snarking out with the force of a million catapult blades of grass,
snarking out
with the plunge into the river at the bottom of the hillside, splashing and a crashing in a rock and roll mountain tide.
In the sunshine,
Hegwillard Basugi Man, narking out. Hegwillard Basugi Man,
narking out.
Hegwillard Basugi Man, narking out. Pretends to pretend he's the lord of the riverway. Hegwillard Basugi Man, narking out. Heck will our Bazooki Man narky now. Heck will our Bazooki Man narky now. Oh no. Where'd he go? Oh no.
He found himself in the middle of the Lord's own fiddle one day.
Now he prances through the forest, petted by a pack of pretty pigs.
leads him to a nice little spot on the forest floor.
Marching out.
With the dancing and the singing and a flirting to the music. Biting and exciting in an afternoon fun parade.
In the sunshine.
Heck will our Bazooki man, narking out. Heck will our Bazooki man, narking out. Heck will our Bazooki man, narking out. He tends to pretend he's a load of the river rain. Heck will our Bazooki man, narking out. Heck will our Bazooki man, narking out. Heck will our Bazooki man, narking out.
Help me look for him.
Like this.
Oh, no, where'd he go? 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 Oh, no, where'd he go?
He found himself in the middle of the Lord's own fiddle one day.
Thank you.
Aoife alert.
Okay, she's still up on the main stage. How about Greg? Mr. Greg List. Is Greg List around? He's not around. Okay, we're just going to go ahead and do what we are doing. Let's go ahead and do... Either stay downstairs or got
me. He's right there.
Oh, Greg's here. Greg's okay. Here.
Good.
Greg, would you like to get in on this? My good friend, Greg List, the one of the smartest banjo players in the world, in a world filled with genius banjo players, Greg List is one of them. What we love about Ray Fox is that everyone is here. It's so fabulous. We love it. So since everyone is here, everyone must play. Okay. So this is a tune that Bruce reintroduced to the world here in honor of somebody named Garfield, possibly James A. Garfield, probably not. It's yet another version of Blackberry Blossom and the tradition of many different tunes having the same name. All right. Thank you.
Greg List.
Greg List. Yeah, yeah. All right. We are approaching the end of our cycle here, but we will play again tomorrow, 2 o'clock on the main stage. And we will play again tomorrow.
Yeah, twice, right?
Yeah, twice tomorrow. And we will appear like evil puppets popping up all over the place. We're going to be everywhere. You will be with your band.
Yeah.
Your amazing Tornado Riders. The Tornado Riders play tomorrow night. Very, very late. After everyone's...
Very, very, very late.
Very, after everyone's defenses have broken down and everyone has become a musical amoeba, and that will be excellent. So, we're going to get two more great and good friends of ours, Courtney Hartman and Emmy Phelps. Please come up here. You know Courtney from Delamay, great guitar player there. And Emmy Phelps is a regional Pacific Coast singer-songwriter who is really great, and she is just kind of making her debut out here on the East Coast. Very exciting. And so we're going to do a beautiful song. We love all music, and this is some of all of the music that we love.
Thank you for listening. Thank you for listening. We hope you like this.
We hope you sing with us. Please.
And we hope you'll just sing as loud as you possibly can.
Yeah.
All you need is faith to hear the diesels humming. Don't need no baggage, you just thank the Lord.
Thank you so much.
Courtney Hartman there, okay?
We can do one more. Woo! Hams that we are, it would be, it's hard to get us off, but thank you so much for that. We love you too. And it's just great to see so many friends and future friends
and now
in the audience. Yeah. How many of y'all play fiddle? Just out of curiosity. We got a lot of fiddle players. Yeah,
yes.
All right. Yes, fiddle players. All right. Yeah. Yeah. Great.
Oh, there it is.
Hi there.
Okay. Yeah.
Hi there, hold there.
Okay, that's what I want to hear. All right.
All right.
Okay.
One, two, three, go.
Thank you. Going down to Richmond, have some fun. Next time I go there, won't forget my gun. Someone tried to kill me over on the hill, cause they're mad about the money in my grandpa's bank.
Rashawn Eggleston on the main stage tomorrow at 2. Nice job. Thank you. We have the banjo workshop coming up next with some of your favorite banjo players.